Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
No Chopper again today. Apparently his Wikipedia says he's dead. He's not, he's fine. But he's not here this week. He's on an agreed break, as they say here at Radio 1. So,
do you think he wrote that?
I don't know.
Maybe that's how he's feeling on his holiday.
Attention seeking. And he'll be back on Monday. Becky's still there, right?
Hello.
Do you want me to make this quick, don't you?
Yes, please. I just realised, you know you have those days where you haven't been to the loo all day?
Yeah.
And I've just realised I haven't been to the loo all day and now I'm absolutely bursting.
Shall I make this quick?
Yes, please.
You know why you're going to the loo a lot though, don't you?
Why?
Because you went to the pub at lunchtime.
No, I didn't. Well, yes, I did, technically. But I had a Diet Coke.
Yeah,
I
still went to the pub though.
Yes, I did. And when I came back, the one that doesn't speak went, "Oh my God, you're the new Chappers," which I found very offensive.
Leisurely lunch, and no, then stroll in at 3:25 and read the 3:30 sport.
I had 45 minutes, which admittedly is a long lunch break here. We worked very hard.
Right, I've been thinking, okay, since the show yesterday, you know on Becky's Classifieds?
Yeah.
I want to do the time travel thing.
Yes.
I do. I've been thinking about it. My flatmate, as you can imagine, is very keen. If you missed this on Becky's Classifieds last night, these are real ads, things for sale, or sometimes free on the internet. Let me just try and find it. Hang on. Let me try and find the one that I'm talking about.
Potato cannon.
No.
8 foot long.
That's not it. No.
That was a good
pet
one.
Pet roach.
No.
He works upstairs.
Mounted lobster.
Where is it?
Flying carpet.
No, I don't want any of those. Right, this is it, I think.
Wanted. Somebody to go back in time with me.
Yep, that's going to be me.
This is not a joke. You'll get paid once we get back.
This is a real advert, and I think that we should try and get hold of him if we can. Because I don't think you can pass up an opportunity like this. I think it would be amazing.
I've emailed him already.
Have you?
I forgot to tell you yesterday. Can you bend over and see the picture of who you're going to be going with? I forgot to describe him to you because he's put up a photo. He's got a kind of mullet. Black
that is a
mullet.
Proper mullet.
With some nice sunglasses. He's wearing a kind of mint green, what would you call that? A singlet?
A singlet, yeah.
And he stood next to
a singlet, a mullet, and a moustache from the 70s.
Mm.
So that's who I'm going to go back in time with.
Well, provided
I'm going to be like
agrees.
Marty McFly with a mullet. Right. Well, I'm just trying to think of where I want to go back to. I'd quite like to go back to, well, obviously last week, my all-inclusive holiday, sleeping on a camp bed in Crete. Or when I went to the LA and I saw the Hof and met the Hof, I'd quite like to go back to that night because it's one of the finest nights of my life.
Would you go? I would go forward. Why would you go back? Would you not want to go forward and see what was happening?
No.
Must bring your own protection. Safety is not guaranteed. I've done this only once before.
Believe me, now I've seen you, I will be bringing my own protection. No,
what sort of are you talking? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm keen anyway. So, what did you say on your email to him?
I said,
I think that'd be brilliant.
I said, hello, I saw your advert for the time machine. Scott Mills is very keen to come with you. He doesn't mind getting paid when he gets back, as he's got enough money to tide him over.
Right. Where would you go? If you had to go back, where would you go back to?
I don't know. I'd go back to Crete for you, and I think I'd apologise to Michael for you hiding from him in the bushes.
This is the German that I met who wanted to be my holiday friend, but as you know, I don't really do holiday friends.
So instead of saying, I'm
not
sorry,
rude,
Michael,
I'm just,
busy.
I don't like talking to people on holiday. There's no point. You're never going to see them again.
But you're really good friends, and then you just ignored
We weren't really
him.
Good friends. We went to the discotheque twice. If that's a really good friend,
him. Then you ignored him by hiding in a bush.
I did hide in a black shirt, not in a bush.
What do you think he would have said if he'd seen you hiding in the bush?
I don't know. I wasn't hiding in a bush. I was having a pina colada.
It really was like Only Fools and Horses.
It really was. I wasn't in the bush. I was near a bush, under some trees, wearing a black shirt so he couldn't see me.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
It's Michelle.
Where are you, Michelle?
I'm in my car this moment.
In your car?
Yes.
Where's that?
In Carlisle.
Oh, in your car in Carlisle?
Yeah.
Okay,
I've picked my little sister up.
Okay, what are you saying about the time travelling?
If I was in Becky's time machine, I would love to go back to Scott Cam.
To Scott Cam?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it was better than Big Brother.
Out of every possible moment in time, you would go back to the week of me on the internet in my flat, out of everything in the whole wide world to choose from?
In the whole wide world, I would go back to Scott Camp.
Not ancient Egypt.
Back? No, no, no.
No?
No, no.
Dinosaurs?
No, not dinosaurs.
No, so not ancient Egypt, not dinosaurs, but Scott Camp.
Scott Camp, yeah.
The fall of the Berlin Wall, no?
No, thank you.
No, no, no thanks. Scott Camp for me every time.
Yeah, can it come back?
What?
Can you bring Scott Camp back?
Why?
Because it was great.
Yeah, a week was enough.
I spent my days at work just watching it.
Do you think it was better than the fall of the Berlin Wall?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I doubt that many people would agree with you, but okay, whatever you think.
Oh, they will. I have friends at work that will agree with me.
Can we have it on the poster? Better than the fall of the Berlin Wall.
It didn't have David Hasselhoff singing or anything, did it?
No, Scott on top Camp. Of it. No, it didn't.
No.
No. Okay, well, appreciate that. Thank you. I love you.
Okay, I love you. Bye.
Now, this bloke that we've emailed, he might not have got the email.
Well, no, this
because
is
he might not even... It might not have been invented where he is at the moment.
Mm. Or he might have known that we were going to send it and seen what had happened on your trip when the two of you went together and thought, no way, am I going to reply to that?
Do you think he's in the dodgy kind of Wild West bit at the moment?
I like that one.
I don't. Radio 1 Podcast. I met someone last night.
Oh, it's the news we've all been waiting for.
No, a girl, but not like that. And she, it's weird, right? She was wearing this T-shirt, more of a kind of vest top, quite low cut, right? Mm-hmm. And, I'm just saying. And poking out from from the top of her kind of vest top, right, in the boobage area, there was like this, I could just see on the boob, I could see like a dark black mark. Which turns out to be an inky smudge. It's ink on her boob.
Why does she have ink
on her left boob? Hmm?
She
says that Pete Wentz off of Fallout Boy had signed her boob at a gig and it smudged a bit, but even though you can't tell that it's him and his signature at all, she didn't want to wash it off because it was a Pete Wentz smudge. He smudged it and therefore she's left with a horrible black mark, but she's a massive Fallout Boy fan, so doesn't want to actually wash.
How long has she had it on for? Was it like a couple of days or
3 days, I think.
Oh, that's not so bad. I thought they from their tour like a couple of years ago.
She's a permanent marker.
It's a bit gross, isn't it?
No, she's a massive fan. So even though you can't, it's completely, you could never tell that it was Pete Wentz's signature at all. It's just like a black smudge.
But you'd keep it there, wouldn't you?
No.
I would.
I don't understand the whole signing boobs thing.
I can't remember. Someone touched me and I didn't wash that particular bit for a while.
Who was that?
I don't know. It was on my arm. Someone brushed past
me. Popstar?
Might have been Alex from Blur.
Really?
Yeah, brushed past my arm. And I remember thinking, when I wash my hands, I can't wash that bit of my wrist because it's still there.
Right.
I've washed it since, obviously. That
she hasn't washed her boobs for 3 days. I don't understand. What kind of girl wants her boob signed?
I don't know.
Always made me wonder.
My boobs have never been out enough for anyone to get close with a pen.
But at student gigs, to me, it happens all the time.
Maybe it's just because they're there. Like, you don't have a bit of paper and it's like, oh, here we go.
I've signed...
It sticks out a bit. You don't have to get... Do you know what I mean?
Every student gig, they're like, sign my boobs! I've signed so many and I just don't understand. Like, do you not have paper?
Maybe it feels really nice. Shall I try signing yours?
No, I'm right. I'm also quite... shocked and surprised at Fallout Boy because I thought it was only a certain class of entertainer that signed boobs.
What, like yourself?
You know, myself, Chappers and Dave, Toby Anstis.
How many boobs have you signed?
Loads.
Do you count them as a pair?
I've signed so many.
Is one person's boobs two? Or?
I'd say it's getting up to nearly the thousands.
Thousands of boobs?
Thousands of boobs I've signed, but I just don't understand why it foxes me every time why girls want that done. And I'm just a bit...
But you don't question it enough not to do it?
No, not at all. You know, in the heat of the moment, they've got the marker pen there. Off you go. It takes seconds. But I just didn't think that Fallout Boy would be the kind of band who would sign boobs. They've sold millions of records. Do you know what I mean? Mm. It's a bit Butlins. No offence to Butlins, because it's amazing. I have some of the best nights of my life in Butlins. Signing boobs. There we are, you see? It's not what a band like Fallout Boy should be doing. I just don't agree. Podcast. I think I've just worked out why Pete Wentz signs people boobs.
Why?
Because have you seen him? He's really short. I think that's where they come up to on him. He's a very short man, Pete Wentz. I just can't fathom it, why they just sign people's boobs. They're a rock band, don't you know I mean? If it's a Scott Mills gig at the University of Northumbria or something, then I can understand it. I'm thinking I'm not going to do it anymore.
Why?
I think I've done it for too long. I'm going to do a Ringo Starr.
What's that?
I want to tell you, please, after the 20th of October...
I'm not signing any more boobs. I've been signing boobs for 50 years. I'm busy. No more boobs. That's what I'm saying.
How old were you when you first started signing?
Oh, yeah. Right, come. There's loads of questions coming in about it now as well. When you sign the boobs, Scott, do you hold them or do they hold it? What you have to do is...
Oh, you're doing the...
What you have to do is just...
thing.
No, you just have to make the boob taut, okay, so that the pen will work. Otherwise, it's all kind of fleshy and you can't do it. So you'd have to kind of, like, hold it like that and then sign. You asked. There's all sorts of questions coming in about it now.
What if they're really small? You can't get your whole name on.
I just put Scott... What? You can't put your whole name on?
Yeah,
I'll just put SM then. Or if they're like massive, I'll just put Scott, Robert, Mills. Very versatile.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, the new Guns N' Roses single has finally arrived.
I heard that yesterday.
It's taken 17 years.
Oh.
Yeah. I think it's cost about something ridiculous, like $15 million to make this album or something, but it's coming out. Sarah Cox played the track first on Radio 1 yesterday. I'm going to play it for you again in a minute. It's called Chinese Democracy by Guns N' Roses. Have you heard about Dr. Pepper?
No. You know, well, obviously I know it, but...
The drink, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That company, they're in serious trouble now.
Why?
Well, because it's taken, as I said, 17 years to make this album, okay? And no one ever thought it was going to materialise.
Mm.
Well, and certainly they didn't at Dr. Pepper, by the looks of it. Back in March... Dr. Pepper said if Guns N' Roses release the album this year, they will give a can of their drink to every man, woman and child in America. And now the album's out in 4 weeks' time. That's serious. That's a lot of people. That's
How many
a lot
people
of
is
cans.
That?
I don't know.
It's hundreds of millions, isn't it?
Hundreds of millions, yeah.
Is it about 500 million people? I don't know. I'm spouting figures out of nowhere.
Yeah. Did you make that up?
Yeah.
Right.
Completely?
Yeah.
The one that doesn't speak is just going on an internet search engine?
They are actually going to do it, though.
Are they really?
Yes.
How are they going to do that?
I don't know, but they're doing it.
Oh, it's 305-481-158. How does that... I can't translate when they're written down. I can't make it into numbers.
No.
305 million? Yeah, roughly. Nearabouts.
Everyone in the country is allowed to have a can of Dr. Pepper, apart from Slash, which I don't know why.
Sorry, the population on the website that he's clicked on, you know I said it was 158 a minute ago. Hmm. It's going 159, 160. Hang on, we'll wait for the next one to be born. No, it's not happening. Oh. 161? She did it.
The baby's popping out and it's going up all the time.
But how are they going to give one to each person individually or just give away... that many cans?
I don't know. But Slash isn't allowed one.
Why?
I don't know. He's not even in the band anymore. Now, if you are an American and you're listening to us on Sirius Radio, a lot of people do, because you can get us in America. It's a kind of like a satellite radio. You can get Radio 1.
You get it in posh cars, can't
get
you?
Get it in very posh cars, yeah. You can get it at home. If you're an American and you're listening now, you think you can get a free can of pop. I think that's fine. However... if you're an American living in Britain, I don't know whether you're allowed or not.
Maybe it's like voting where you can get it sent to you through the post.
Yeah. Maybe I should make a similar kind of brash statement.
Oh, no.
And then, you know, see what happens. See if it does actually happen.
And? Are you sure about this?
Okay,
Are you sure? Are you absolutely sure?
I will give a...
Because this will be taped and played back to you.
I will give a bottle of wine to every man, woman and child in the country if busted...
Child?
Reform.
They can have orange juice, the kids.
All right.
Yeah. So a bottle of wine...
If busted, reform.
To every man, woman and orange juice for the kids...
In the United Kingdom.
Ever?
Yeah.
By the end of the year? Or
by...
Just ever? No, I think
no,
you said
no,
ever.
Not ever.
I think you did say
not
ever.
Not ever.
You did.
Not ever.
You said if busted
no.
reform.
No. By the end of Yeah, by the end of the year. If Busty reform, bottle of wine is yours, everybody.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. She said,
now, we were saying earlier that Dr. Pepper, the drinks company, offered a can of pop to everybody in America if Guns N' Roses released their new album this year, and they are releasing it in 4 weeks' time. So everyone gets a can of Dr. Pepper if you live in America.
And then you decided to say what?
I said that I will offer a bottle of wine to everyone in the UK if Busted reform this year.
Right, we've had some people wanting to know exactly what they get from this offer. Do they get to choose? Mark says, does he only get to choose as he only likes red?
Yeah, you do.
And Bruce...
you can have rosé if you want.
Just wants you to clarify, is that reform permanently or just for a one-off gig?
No, it needs to be reform and make new material.
I love the way you made this brash statement and now you're adding in loads of different clauses, thus getting you out of it, should it happen.
I need to properly get back together. I did say that all along.
And then you added before Christmas.
Yeah.
And
no, I didn't. Did I add that?
Yes, you
did.
Okay. A lot of people are saying they're going to do this one-off gig at Christmas, including people upstairs.
Here's someone who can tell us. Hi, Matt Willis.
Hello, what the hell are you up to?
Oh, no, what have I done? I've made a big sweeping statement. I'm going to have to spend £180 million on wine for...
You really are.
Oh, am I?
No. Wrong statement. No, you're not. I think you've got a safe bet.
Right. So you're not reforming?
There's absolutely no chance of Buster reforming. I couldn't fit into the school uniform anymore, I don't think.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And is there a one-off gig at Christmas? Some people are saying that.
No. It's the first I've heard of it. There was like a petition on Facebook or something I got, but no, there's no chance.
Please don't. Normally I would love that, but in this particular occasion, really not.
Yeah, okay, I'll keep that in mind.
After Christmas is fine.
Okay.
But don't do it now, please, because I needed to phone you, and I'm so glad that you picked up the phone. Because I was having a little sweat. I had a bit of sweat on. Especially when people started texting and going, well, they're doing a gig at Christmas. I was like, no!
Yeah, what? Right. No, you're safe, don't worry.
Are you going to the jungle soon?
Yeah, we're off in a week's time.
Yay. And you're doing the ITV2 thing again?
Yes, me and Emma are off on ITV2.
Nice.
After Anna Deck's show.
Wicked, all right. Well, thank you for clearing that up for me. I'm so glad, no offence, but I'm so glad that you're not reforming on this occasion. All right?
Okay, buddy, all right, take it easy,
good to speak
man.
To you.
Thank you.
You've
for
made me feel a lot better, bye.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
I had that kind of thing earlier where my whole career and life flashed before my very eyes, but it's all fine now. Matt Willis has been on and says that Busted are not reforming. What does John and Warrington say?
He says he'll buy everyone in Britain a bottle of wine if they don't reform.
What's his number?
It's 07747.
Yeah.
You can read the rest.
610.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
The one that doesn't speak, some of those moments where his career flashes in front of him.
I like this text from Jay on the A14. I sense that Matt Willis had his fingers crossed throughout that entire phone call, thus rendering everything he said a lie. I don't think so.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Oh, what's occurring?
Okay, for the second time, Zane Lowe plays our daily quiz.
Hi! Oh,
what's occurring?
Yesterday we played with Nahal.
Mm.
He got 3 out of 3.
Swine.
The day before, Zane Lowe got 3 out of 3.
Ruler.
So today... let's see how you do. It's against Becky again. Hi there.
Hi, I play along this week by you lot.
Yeah, you're rubbish.
Yeah, rubbish.
Play along at home on...
she has the answers as well.
Don't know.
You're still getting them wrong.
8119, let us know how you get along today. Let's do the first situation.
Oh, what's occurring?
Now, yesterday we were playing some clips, embarrassing clips of me when I was 11 on my local station at the time, BBC Radio Solent, where I was entering a chart champ competition... against a load of adults.
So you're like that wonder kid that goes on like Countdown. But slightly shyer.
Yeah.
Hello.
That's me.
Hi.
Now,
you can tell then he had a career in broadcasting ahead of him.
Hello.
Yeah, you can tell that, can't you?
Oh, my God. I just know who you must have been like. That kid that went on and talked about antiques with the big curly yellow hair. I think it's now a woman.
The one that's now a woman?
Yeah.
Why am I like him?
Because he was, like, young and really intelligent. He used to go on TV. Yeah, you sound just like him.
And, of course, as the world now knows, you are halfway through sex change surgery.
That's right.
So it's important that we mention that too.
Anyway, this...
back to the quiz.
This competition on Radio Solent went on for an hour. And even though I did win... Yes.
See, you are like that kid on Countdown. Yes. They always beat the old folks.
Hello.
Even though I did win, I was quite shy, right? So here's my question to you. How many words did I actually say during the whole hour-long competition on Radio Solent's Chart Champ contest? Zane.
How many questions were asked? Approximately. Just approximately. A few.
A lot.
Mm. I would say you probably gave like 1 to 2 words per question in answering them. Mm. And in an hour. In an hour. Maybe 65 words?
65 words. Becky?
It's an hour. You've got to have more than 100.
100 words in 1 hour of chart champness.
Are we going to hear all the words? Are we?
Yeah. I think so.
Oh, my Lord.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's me, for the first time probably on the radio ever, 60 minutes of Chart Champ, which I did win. I thought I'd mention that again. But how many words were there?
Scott Mills from Eastleigh.
Hello.
Yeah, nice. Give me a letter.
S.
S. Right, we want male singers beginning with S.
Shaking Stevens. Squeeze. Stray Cats.
I'm afraid you kept saying groups, and it was supposed to be male singers, so you only got Shaking Stevens.
You only got Shaking Stevens, yeah. So male singers we were after.
Electric Light Orchestra.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was just going to say that.
Any idea, Scott?
No. Philip Bailey and Phil Collins, Easy Lover.
What kind of dreams did Phil Oakey have?
Electric.
What did Bon Jovi live on?
A prayer.
According to the Buggles, what killed the radio star?
Video.
What word did Cameo say?
Word up.
What kind of trade did Duran Duran work for?
Skin trade.
Who was a wide boy?
Nick Kershaw.
Who whistled down the wind?
Nick Hayward.
Correct. What was that?
Amazulu?
No.
No, man, that was awesome. God. You should be so proud of yourself.
We lost count there.
You little freak.
I know, incredible, that's freakish. Then. That's what it
Nick
is.
Nick Kershaw, how do you know that?
Nick Kershaw, please.
Well, it certainly wasn't 100.
It wasn't 100.
So anything 100. Under 65 no. means yeah. I win.
It was 41, I've just been told.
Oh, yeah, because you were counting them in such a professional manner with two hands. What are you, the human calculator?
So, Zane wins.
Oh!
Yay!
What's the kidding?
Zane 1, Becky 0.
You should be proud of yourself, Scott.
You know in that quiz?
Yeah.
My favourite round, the cryptic quiz.
Oh, yeah. This is good, this bit.
Kevin Wern. Kevin, same for you. Your 20 seconds starts now. Who was 19?
Paul Hardcastle.
What did Sheila do for the Smiths?
I don't know.
What were Genesis into?
Into deep.
Who cried just a little bit?
Don't know.
What was in Howard Jones's shell?
What an amazing quiz.
I have to say, that needs to be brought back.
I've got a... Well, funny you should say that, Zane. I've got some more up-to-date ones, shall we say.
Go.
What, in the same style?
In exactly the same style.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, hit us with that.
You ready?
Yeah.
What can't the gym class heroes keep their hands out of?
The cookie jar.
Adele wants you to feel her what?
Boob.
Pain.
Her love.
Oh, love, yeah. We just heard that song, by the way. Clearly paying attention.
What was Leona Lewis bleeding last year?
Love.
Who wanted you to give it to them?
Madonna.
Oh, yeah, she did as well, yeah. I bet Timberland. What did Mariah Carey want you to do to her last summer?
Touch her body.
And where does Duffy want you to take her?
The pub.
Yeah. Warwick Avenue.
Correct.
See, I've
still got it.
There's
still
a pub on Warwick Avenue, surely.
I've still got it.
A local. That was great.
Right, next one.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know James Bond?
Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah. We were talking about this. In the new Bond movie, James Bond doesn't have it off much at all. But in previous films, he has it off a lot.
Yeah. He's all sensitive now, isn't he?
Yeah.
No.
Do you think Daniel Craig's a bit annoyed at that?
What, he doesn't have it off? No, yeah, I read an interview in GQ with him yesterday and he said it's not about sex anymore.
Oh, okay.
It's all about GQ though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you seen that billboard? I know I talked about that the other day.
Oh, I know.
It's just like a bad GQ ad, isn't it? Doesn't make me want to go see the film. Yeah. Play the explosions again.
We were talking about Pierce Brosnan having it off yesterday. Now, let's move on to Roger Moore in Octopussy.
He had it off more than anybody else in any Bond film.
Here's my question. Does he actually Roger Moore than Pierce Brosnan? How many times in Octopussy does James Bond have it off? Zane.
Oh, man. Five.
Five. Okay, Becky.
Well, yesterday I said 60-something and got laughed at, so seven.
In the movie? In one movie? It's not that James Bond film that you watch in your private time. That's a very different James Bond franchise. You know, the ones that they
Man with the Golden Gun.
Exactly.
How many are you saying?
Seven,
okay.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Roger Moore as James Bond having it off in Octopussy.
I need refilling.
Hmm? Of course you do. Forgive my curiosity, but what is that?
That's my little octopussy.
Good morning.
Morning. I didn't want to wake you, but since you're up, I don't know how to say goodbye.
Actions speak louder than words.
You're so right.
You're right. We are two of a kind.
Something wrong?
Not really. Just a feeling.
Why'd you come back to bed?
In. Out. In.
Honestly, it's still going. Oh, James. James.
What are you doing? Oh, cut it out. We haven't time for that. Oh. Later, perhaps.
Right.
I should have stuck with yesterday's guess.
Yeah. What was that, 10?
10 times he has it off.
Can I just say as well that, you know, it's really good that you invited me back here for the second round, and I'm pleased to be a part of this. I will not be doing this again.
Okay.
I mean, seriously, if you play me any more, like, sleazy dudes, just the audio, it's just awful, isn't it? Like, yeah. You know, with the James Bond, just, it's just a... So much better when you can actually see Roger Moore doing it.
Really? I don't think I agree. You see Roger Moore doing it.
I know, it's funny. It was ironic. He was, I'm not going to say anything. Actually, he was my favourite Bond for a long time, but only because I grew up in that era. I was too young for the Connery era.
Mm. Okay, so it's one all. Mm. You know legendary Radio 1 DJ Mark Goodyear?
Yes.
Do you think young whippersnappers like Matt Fincham off the Chris Moore Show know who he is?
Yes.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Should I hope so?
Right, well, I called Mark Goodyear off of Now, That's What I Caught, etc. And Matt Fincham...
A little professional jealousy going on there, Scott, perhaps.
No.
You vying up for that voiceover?
I called Mark Goodyear and Matt Fincham earlier and put them both together on the phone without either of them realising it. How long do you think Matt Fincham and Mark Goodyear had a conversation for? In seconds. Becky.
Oh.
100?
Oh.
100 seconds, okay.
Two nice individuals. Matt Fincham, very polite. Hungry in the game as well.
Yeah.
Definitely ambitious.
Yeah.
Mark Goodyear, businessman. Mm. Businessman. I can see him being quite sort of efficient and wanting to find out what's going on. Mm. But still very nice. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say 45 seconds.
45 seconds. Let's find out.
Oh!
What's occurring?
Let's put them together. Matt Fincham and legendary Radio 1 DJ Mark Goodyear.
Hello. Talk to me. Talk to me. Who's that?
Who's that?
I can't hear you.
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
It's Matt. Who's this?
It's Mark.
Mark?
Yeah, so you didn't mean to call me, did you? Apparently not.
No, sorry, I've no idea who you are.
Hey, there you go then. That's
okay.
Fine.
Thank you. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Right now, it's like Melchett and Queenie, isn't it? After Blackadder, after watching Blackadder go off on another mission.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
Hi, I'm Mark Goodyear. If you suffer from asthma, stick around for the next 20 minutes or so. You could be in for a few surprises.
I kind of can't believe that Matt Fincham doesn't know who that man is.
Yeah, I know.
Zane wins.
Thank you.
Oh, what's occurring?
Digital, FM, online.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Ooh, it's something about, just something about the way she moved. I can't figure it out, it's something about her. Said, ooh, it's something about, kind of woman that wants you but don't need you. Hey, I can't figure it out. Something about her. Cause she walk like a boss, talk like a boss, manicure and nails, just set the pedicure off. She's fly, effortlessly. And she move like a boss, do what a boss do. She got me thinking about getting involved. That's the kind of girl I need. She got her own thing. That's why I love her. Herself. I look at her and it makes me proud. There's something about her. Something oh so sexy about. Kind of woman that don't even need my help. She says she got it, no doubt. There's something about her. Cause she work like a boss, play like a boss. Car and a crib, she about to pay them both off.
And Miss Independent on Radio 1. Can't believe Matt Fincham didn't know who Mark Goodyear was. Unbelievable.
Hi, I'm Mark Goodyear.
Who's that?
It's Mark.
Mark? No, sorry, I've no idea who you are.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello, I'm Scott. I'm on weekdays 4 till 7 on Radio 1. If you've just tuned in, what's going on? Where have you been? Already today, you have missed Zane Lowe again on Oh, What's Occurring, our daily quiz, including Roger Moore having it off a lot in Octopussy, one of the James Bond movies. 10 times. That's right, 10 times in one film. Woohoo! He certainly did Roger Moore, didn't he? More than Pierce Brosnan yesterday. Also, you missed what? What are you laughing at?
I've just had a really big shock.
What?
You know that newfangled phone of yours, which I have to plug into the computer to charge?
Yes.
My computer's got a setting on it so that when I plug the cable in, will photos come up in, like, a viewer?
What are the photos?
Well, I don't know. I just saw lots of flesh and quickly went, ah!
There isn't any flesh on my computer.
Something looks pink on there. I have to change my settings. I just screamed so loud in the office. And everyone went, what? And I said, ugh.
What is it
here
on there?
I don't know.
Oh, that's really worrying now.
Taking photos of?
I can't take any photos. I haven't worked out how to use the camera yet.
Who have you been sending them to?
I haven't. I can't send them.
Is it yours or someone else's?
Oh, here's the thing. My flatmate set it up for me, right?
Right.
And when I looked on the calendar yesterday, all of his appointments are in my calendar. So maybe they could be his photos. Oh no, I'm really sorry for that. I haven't taken, honestly, there are no photos on there. I haven't taken any.
Can I just say to IT that they're not mine, they came off your phone?
Oh no, what's he been taking pictures of?
I don't know, but they're on my computer now if you want to go and have a look.
Oh no. Oh my God.
Sorry about this, but you just asked me what was wrong and I just had a bit of a shock. It's fine,
what
it's charging.
What did you see?
It's charging.
Yeah, just... thank you, it's charging, that's good. Anyway, you've also missed me offering a free bottle of wine to anyone, everyone in the country, if Busted reformed. Then Matt Willis was on and he said they're not, so I'm safe. Otherwise, that would have cost me £180 million. Also, you missed me giving up boobs, signing boobs. I'm not doing that anymore. I sign them a lot at gigs. That's not happening anymore. I'm doing a Ringo Starr, Peace and Love.
Radio 1 podcast.
Paul's been on going, you sound so guilty, Scott. The pictures are yours and you know it. They're honestly not my pictures. I've had that phone 2 days. Do you really think I would have investigated the camera option yet? I think not.
Yeah, I do.
Why would I? I don't know nothing about technology.
You would have pressed the wrong button and got there by that method.
Yeah, it's probably my thumb. Don't worry about it.
Is your thumb that... No.
That big, do you think? And now it's time for Dear Scott, where we get a posh lady who is on Radio 4 to read out what you've been mostly wanting to know from us this week via text and email. First one.
Hi, I was watching Scott Cam and saw him in some black socks. Two questions. One, can we see some bare feet on Thursday? Two, do Scott's feet smell? Can you email back, please? I hope to see his bare feet on Thursday. Cheers, Adam.
Now, I actually remember seeing quite a few emails coming through when we were in my flat doing Scott Cam, and he was emailing in quite a lot, asking about everybody's feet. So obviously he's a fan of feet. I'm not planning on going barefoot on the webcam in here anytime soon, Adam. So sorry about that.
You didn't answer his other question about whether or not your feet smell.
No, I think they're generally...
I think they're quite good, actually, because you tend to take your shoes off when you're inside, don't you?
Mm.
So they don't get stuck in your shoes all day.
Yeah. Why do you think he wants to see the bare feet there?
I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, sorry to disappoint, Adam.
You could just stick it up on there.
I'm sorry?
Just put it up on the webcam.
No, I'm all right.
No?
No, I'm all right. Next.
Hello, Scott. My name is Miguel. I'm 24 years old, and I'm writing you this email from Los Angeles. I was listening to one of your podcasts, and when you did that interview with the Pussycat Dolls last September, you mentioned me in the interview because I was waiting outside for them. And you said I was always there because I was there for Katy Perry the week before. Well, I love both of these artists. Basically because I've been in the record release party of Katy Perry in LA last June. And I've been in the video shoot of PCD When I Grow Up in America last June too. Jessica mentioned you in the interview. Just to let you know, it was offensive for me when you compared me with Charlie from Busted. Because I hate him. Lol. My hair is blonde, but that's all.
Not naturally.
And I'm not living in London. I'm just in LA all the time. Just to let you know that. I know you're not going to write me back, but I'm sure you're going to read this. So, X.
Okay, good. That was the guy that was outside who had the massive eyebrows. If you look at the pictures from when Katy Perry came in, you can clearly see him. He does look a dead ringer for Charlie from Busted.
He's definitely not a natural blonde, is he?
Really not, no.
No.
But you can't blame me for saying he looks like Charlie, because he does.
Mm.
Check out the pictures for yourself at Radio 1 Online. Next.
Dear Scott, a horse for one bin.
You have to be listening to this show.
I've forgotten what on earth that's even about.
You have to listen to this
is
show
that from
a lot.
What's occurring?
Yeah. It was when we were getting people to describe what Amy Winehouse smelt like, I think. And a girl says, a horse for one bin.
P.S. You've ruined Radio 4 for me. Whenever I hear your posh lady, who reads out your emails and texts, reading something important, like a documentary about how the world nearly ended in the early 80s, or news about financial meltdown, I keep expecting her to say, lol, or love the show, Scott. I hope you're pleased with yourself. Love the show. Diggs from London.
A lot of people are saying this at the moment. They can't really take the Radio 4 lady seriously now when she's on Radio 4. Lol. Winking smiley. Because she says that all the time. So sorry about that. Sorry if I've spoiled your enjoyment of Radio 4 in my day. Next.
Thanks, Scott. You were amazing and so sweet. I had a great time. Can't wait to do your radio show again. Loves it. Thanks again, babe. You rock. Paris. XOXOXO.
Mm-hmm.
How did that get in there?
Don't know.
So it's true then, you definitely had...
That's from my phone.
You definitely... Well, we're quite thorough here at Dear Scott.
Right. Yeah, that was something that got sent from Paris Hilton's BlackBerry to my phone. Good. So,
have you replied to her yet? Because tonight was the night, wasn't it?
I'm going to do it after we go off air.
Have you decided what you're going to say to her yet?
No, I thought you were going to tell me.
Oh, right, yeah. We've got to mention the feet. Maybe send her some of your pictures.
What, from my phone?
Yeah.
No, I'm all right. Oh, this is the girl when we asked what Amy Winehouse smelled like.
A horse for one, Vin.
That's what they were saying. It all makes sense now.
Dear Scott... A horse for one bin.
Good.
Does it? I'm not sure it does.
Next.
I quite like it.
Name, Tom off of Sheffield. Message, hello Matt Lucas, Gobble Boy and Mr. Tango. This is Tom off of Sheffield. I also used to go commando, but strictly buttonfly for obvious reasons.
What?
I found the best way to use a sunbed without pants was to stuff my tackle into one of my socks. This ensured a nice all-over tan without any uncomfortable burns or blistering. Perhaps the posh lady off of Radio 4 would like to share this tip with the nation. Love you all loads. Kisses.
She's stooping to new career lows. One minute she's introducing some really serious documentary on Radio 4. The next minute she's on Radio 1 talking about stuffing a tackle into socks. She'll read anything out. Keep sending them in. 81199 scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We'll answer anything on Dear Scott. We really will. Let us know. More next week after 6 on Thursday night.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.